Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
What is the one essential thing we human beings need in order to live? Air? True, you can only hold your breath for a few minutes before passing out and going somewhere. Water? A few days without H2O and we're toast. Food? Starvation takes a bit longer to kill the body than dehydration, but food is critical. Now, suppose you have enough clean air, ample water, and a good food supply. What else does one need in order to live a meaningful life? I'd say, above all else, hope. Is a human essential. There are dark places where hope dims, such as Dante's Inferno, where the sign on the entrance to hell reads, "All hope abandon, ye who enter here." At times, I've almost lost hope over the seeming gridlock and indecision about how to solve our homeless problem. But yesterday, I attended a news conference that gave me hope. The conference was held at the Betty Kwan Shin Center and was composed of a wide diversity of personalities and organizations. These people assembled in order to address a long-standing problem in our community, homelessness. As many of you know, the homeless persons on the Palco Marsh are scheduled to be relocated on May 2nd. The estimated 140 persons camping there are going to be cleared off that property in order to make room for the waterfront trail. Now, I fully support the need to move these people. But as soon as you make a decision, problems arise. Perhaps the most significant problem is that many of these people have nowhere else to go. There is the rescue mission, but not all 140 can fit there. Neither will they fit into St. Vincent de Paul cots and all that kind of thing. But along comes a proposal from a seemingly unlikely group. The Humboldt Coalition for Property Rights has arranged to secure the use of the Mercer Fraser parking lot at the corner of 3rd and Commercial Streets for 6 months. On this property will be placed 5 40-by-8-foot shipping containers that will be retrofitted with a few amenities like beds, lighting, and locking containers for personal items. Portable toilets and trash bins are also on the site. Betty Chin's showers are not too far away, and amazingly, some sort of arrangements are being offered to the dogs of the homeless. Having heard the proposal from Lee Ulanze and Alex Ziegler of the Humboldt Coalition for Property Rights, representatives of the city and county governments, the Betty Chin Center, and the Department of Health and Human Services, I now have hope that this arrangement may help clear some of the homeless people out of the areas around the mall and the marsh and allow them to have the type of housing and support that could lift them out of hopelessness. Abe Lincoln once wrote, "In giving freedom to the slave, we assure freedom to the free, honorable alike in what we give and what we preserve. We shall nobly save or meanly lose the last best hope of earth. The way is plain, peaceful, generous, just, a way which if followed the world will forever applaud and God must forever bless." That at least is what I hope for Eureka, our county, our country. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.